Brothers and sisters, this gospel might take us aback for a bit. If you've listened to it well, you're probably asking yourself some questions. Blessed are you who are poor? Blessed? Blessed are you who are hungry? Blessed are you who are now weeping? Blessed are you when people hate you? Blessings. Is that what you think of when you think of, if I live a blessed life, I'll be poor, hungry, weeping, and hated? Blessed. Hashtag blessed. And then this, woe to you. Jesus says, woe to you if you're rich. Woe to you if you're filled. Woe to you who laugh. And woe to you when all speak well of you. What do we do with that? How do we understand what he's trying to teach us? And friends, I think it's this, that Jesus is trying to redefine our points of reference. Because the points of reference that matter to God are not necessarily the points of reference that matter in this world and even in our own hearts. The gospel comes and redefines things because it's meant to redefine us. It's meant to change us so that what matters to us once no longer matters. And what once was seen as an obstacle or a disaster or even a curse is the thing we treasure most. St. Paul goes through that. He said, I consider everything else rubbish. It's all rubbish compared to knowing Jesus Christ. And then in Paul, it's Jesus Christ and him crucified. All I want to do is be close to him and him crucified. I want to share in his sufferings. That's the thing I want most. His points of reference have been redefined. And so Jesus has to use language that catches our attention. Blessed are you who are poor, hungry, weeping, hated. How? How so? How is that a blessing? Well, let me offer this. So first of all, let me just say, it's not like Jesus is glorifying poverty. He's not. But I would offer this, that the poor tend to be more free than the rich. Because they have to be. Because they have to rely on God more than the rich do. And by the way, this should challenge all of us because all of us are rich. You might be like, I'm a poor college student. The fact that you are at Carroll College means you are not poor. Even if you're taking out loans, you're not poor. When you think about what poverty looks like in the world, none of us qualify. None of us. We are rich, very rich. And there's a danger that comes with that type of richness is that we make life about ourselves. We make life about our pursuits, our desires, and our abilities. And that is a quick road to slavery. Because then we think we have to have all these things that we don't actually have to have. What do you need? It's not a big bank account. You need Jesus. You have Jesus. Not always, but oftentimes the poor recognize that. These points that Jesus makes, they're all about educating us into freedom, into real freedom. If we're poor, if we're hungry, if we've suffered, if we're weeping, if people hate us because of the Son of Man, we're being educated into freedom. It's the freedom to know that our real home is not in this earth. It's not here. We're made for more than what this world offers. We're made for heaven. And our poverty, we bring it to the Lord, whatever that poverty is, So none of us are materially poor, but there's poverty in my heart and in your heart. We're all poor in different ways. If we bring that to the Lord, our very poverties, the things that we feel like we lack, become entry points for God's grace. Our hunger that we can't satisfy, and you can't satisfy the hunger of your heart with anything in this world. You have numerous examples of people who have tried and failed, who have all the things that this world offers, money, toys, properties, reputation, friends, feasts. Our hearts are hungry for God. That's why St. Augustine could say his famous line, "Our hearts are restless until they rest in you. You have made us for yourself, O God." Our hungers, they point us beyond this world and point us to God. Our weeping, how could weeping, how could mourning, how could loss be a blessing? Oh, it sets you free. It sets you free to say, I will never be truly, fully happy, fully joyful until I'm with my Lord in heaven. Until I'm with my Lord and all the people I love in heaven forever. And I can say that as someone who's lost a parent. The mourning sets you free. I no longer have to play the game of like, life is perfect, everything's gonna be fine, everything's great, it's all awesome. No, I'm gonna miss my dad until the day I see him again in heaven. But that sets me free, because I don't have to pretend like everything's always perfect and always awesome. You see how the Lord can use that loss as a blessing, an education in freedom, and pointing to us to what really matters and to where our true home is. Blessed are you when people hate you because of Jesus. Great. You're in really good company if your faith ostracizes you. That's what happened to Jesus. That's what happened to innumerable saints. They lived their faith, and the world hated them. And they didn't care because they were free. They were free. Like, you can't take anything away from me because I don't want what you offer, world. I want what God offers. And that freedom then allows them to truly live. When we're wealthy, then we got to protect everything. When we're satisfied, then things are a threat because I might lose what I have. When we laugh, then suffering in all its forms is a grave danger that must be avoided at all costs. When everybody speaks well of us, that's a sure sign all we're doing is pandering. But the Lord offers us a different way. And friends, it is a blessed way. It doesn't look appealing to embrace your poverties, to have a hunger in your heart that can't be satisfied, right? To hurt in this life. Your heart's gonna hurt in this life, especially if you follow Jesus, because the more you love, the more your heart will hurt for different things. When people exclude you, when they insult you, when they hate you because of your faith, none of that looks appealing, but it's a blessing. Take Jesus at his word. He means it when he says, blessed are you, because he shows us a different way to be in this world. It's his way of being in this world, and his way is blessed. It's a path of freedom. And friends, I'll tell you this too. It's a path that leads to joy. As much as this looks like the cross, and it is the cross always leads to resurrection. And resurrection is the fullness of life and the fullness of joy. So friends, don't be afraid to embrace your poverties, to bring them to the Lord. Don't be afraid to have a hungry heart. Don't be afraid to suffer. and to feel pain in your heart and sadness at certain things, at the right things. And don't be afraid to live differently than this world would have you live. The Lord's inviting you to a different way of living, His way of living. And His way of living is life to the full.